Welcome to Marketing for Founders. I'm Adam Shaw. Each episode, I'll go into a deep dive of tactics that'll get you leads without spending a ton of time or a ton of money. If you think this is helpful for you, go ahead and subscribe. And if you like what you hear, leave a 5-star review. If you're ready to go, let's dive right in. Welcome to the Marketing for Founders podcast. This is Adam Shaw, the creator and CEO. Today, we're going to talk about lead magnets. What are they? How to make them? And how to make it so that they make you money. I have 3 lead magnets that bring me in at least $10,000 a month. They're step-by-step guides, free B2B marketing office hours, and a marketing help newsletter for founders. I have 1 lead magnet I just did for Reddit that got me 2 new customers and 6 sales calls in less than 24 hours of launch. My newsletter brings in at least 5 times that each month. Today, we're going to go into how I build a lead magnet that brings you at least $10,000 a month in revenue. But first, I want to get into what exactly a lead magnet is. A lead magnet is something that brings in your audience to interact with you. It's not a sales call. It's sometimes a free trial, but usually you're going to want to do some sort of content that engages them in a conversation. You have a few options here. In fact, you have a lot more than a few, but we're just going to talk about 5. Step-by-step guides, newsletters, free trials, webinars, and events. Your first step in building out a lead magnet is just picking one, but that's a little bit more complicated than just grabbing onto one of these from a hat. After helping 50 plus founders build their lead magnets, I found that there are 2 most important things to make them successful. Number 1, you like making the content. And number 2, it matches the expectations of your audience. The first part is simple, because if you don't like doing it, you won't be consistent. And you need to be consistent in building your lead magnets to make them effective. I started marketing for founders on webinars. I really didn't like it, so I transitioned mostly to newsletters, office hours, and guides. Matching the expectations of your audience is going to be a little bit more difficult than just picking content that you like to make. What I mean by matching the expectations of your audience is understanding what type of content your audience expects to read to get the information that you're giving out. If you're a software development consultant or some sort of builder like that, newsletters may not be the way to go. The people who are buying your service probably aren't often reading up and consuming information on new software. However, if you are somebody like us here at Marketing for Founders, we're helping people do something like their own marketing, that's where you might get newsletters so you can keep them with a stream of tips and help. If you have more of a one-off hit product or a single-use product, look at a webinar, a step-by-step guide, a blog post, maybe a big event, different things like that. One thing is consistent, no matter what type of newsletter, one thing is consistent across all of your lead magnets. You need to clearly identify and fix a problem that your audience is having. This is really important. 90% of my leads that come into my lead magnets are perfectly aligned with my target buyers. It's because every single time I have a clear problem on my lead magnet that my buyer has, and I clearly state the fix that I'm going to give them. And that fix directly aligns with the service that I'm trying to sell. You also want to design your lead magnet for really easy consumption. Whether you're doing written, audio, or video content, you want to make it full of bite-sized chunks that are easy to skim over. If it's written, make it really clear so people who skim will get the idea. Use a lot of white space, a lot of bullet points, a lot of numbered lists, things like that. That way people can grab onto the important information and move forward. You also want to use a lot of white space. It gives the eyes a break and you don't get lost in a wall of text and get bored. If you're doing audio or video like a webinar or marketing office hours like we do, you want to keep it focused with bite-sized pieces of value so that if people tune in and out, they still can get something from it. If you're just rambling on and on, doing a long story about how to create or how to fix something, and somebody tunes out and they come back in 20 minutes and they're totally lost, you're not going to be able to keep them on that webinar and they're just going to log off and they may not even remember what they learned. You also want to make sure that you can recycle these snippets for other mediums. Similar to making it easy for consumption, if you fill your lead magnet with images in bite-sized chunks. You could easily grab sections of it and put it on LinkedIn, Reddit, Twitter, or wherever. I believe about 90% of my LinkedIn and Reddit posts come from my lead magnets. I simply copy and paste things. Makes life so much easier. As a founder, you can't spend 20 hours a week making content. You want to spend 2 hours a week making content maximum and just be able to grab little snippets of that and put them in front of your customers where it makes sense. Now that you've got the overview, we're going to dig into some commonly asked questions.
You mentioned the idea that you want to spend about 2 hours a week creating content and then be able to just kind of grab those snippets. Mm-hmm. Do you have any recommendations around like the process of the content repurposing side of things so that once we've got those 2 hours, we can then kind of pass it to a team? Like, what does that all look like?
So it starts when you begin building this piece of content. I use Notion to plan all of my content. And I put, before I start writing in detail, I put like 5 to 6 headers about what I want to talk about so that then I can add, you know, a couple of lines of text, a couple of bullet points, and then move on to the next section. And then I can just easily send that along to anybody on my team who needs more information about something specific within that piece of content. And you could probably even go so far as just copy and paste that into posts if you do have it designed well enough.
So once you've taken these notes and you turn them into lead magnets, like what's the main call to action that you should see in a lot of these lead magnets?
It really depends upon the type of content that you're putting within a lead magnet and the voice that you're using to begin with. If it's something that is like for us in office hours, which is a high engagement piece of content, people come to us and ask questions. They want more and more help. Our number one call to action on that is to come and sign up for Marketing for Founders, get a demo, see what it feels like in our daily office hours, and we can build a plan for them. If it's something like, you know, this podcast, which is a type of lead magnet, you are listening to this potentially passively, just trying to learn a little something. And if you notice, a lot of my call to actions are about checking out guides, coming to my free office hours on LinkedIn, because I just don't think that people who are listening to a podcast potentially passively are about ready to go and jump and get one-on-one help from somebody that's going to cost money. We want to keep the outcome and the ask aligned with the expectations and the intent of the buyer. The way I get folks to actually give me their email address is two things. One, if they give me a positive response, I'm going to ask them to come and have a conversation with me so I get it there. If they haven't given me a response yet, I try to get them to go sign up for my newsletter, which we'll get into in the next podcast.
Thank you for listening to Marketing for Founders. I hope you got a ton of value out of it. If you want more great content like this, go to marketingforfounders.com/newsletter and subscribe. You'll get this kind of content directly in your inbox every single week. We'll see you in the next episode.